It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And we have a special guest on today. My friend Michael W. Smith will be on the telephone with me in just a few minutes, and we are going to be talking about the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven, which he co-stars in it, and starts this Friday night, and so 9/11. So I know that you will want to hear more about that. It's taken from a true story, 90 Minutes in Heaven, Michael W. Smith. So, Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on this Wednesday. Your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio. We come by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be done during this next hour here on BPN Radio. I want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us. We now have 1,084 churches that are part of the BPN network. And we just want to welcome all of you churches. We have some new churches. St. Raymond's, a church in Brookland, Texas. Praise Church in New Orleans, Louisiana. Faith Church, St. Anne, Missouri. Meadowood Baptist Church in Midwest City, Oklahoma. I want to welcome churches all across the land. Over 1,000 churches. We have one or more people represented in over 1,000 churches. So we're very, very thankful and very grateful. Father, we just speak a blessing. We speak a blessing upon these churches. You said my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations. And so we bless Cross Point Life Church Alamo, California. We bless Calvary Open Bible Church, Antioch, California, as well as the Rock Church in Brentwood, California. We have a lot of churches in California. Very thankful, grateful. We're praying for rain there in the state of California. We want to welcome and pray for Emmanuel Baptist Church, Crestview, Florida, as well as Middleburg Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, Community Harvest Church, LaBelle, Florida, and we want to welcome Holy Cross Church in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, as well as Church at Liberty Square, Dallas, Georgia, Eastgate Church, Hiawassee, Georgia, Crusaders Ministry in Chicago, Illinois. Want to welcome First Assembly of God, Ellettsville, Indiana, as well as Calvary Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, Abundant Life Church, Hammond, Louisiana. A lot of churches praying with us in Louisiana, for which we're very thankful. Spiritual Life Church, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri, as well as Global University Missions, Springfield, Missouri, Capital Christian Center in Carson City, Nevada, Emergence Church in Tottawaw, New Jersey, as well as Clovis New Life Assembly of God Church, Clovis, New Mexico. Want to welcome Coastal Vineyard and Supply, North Carolina, and Four Mile Run Christian Church in Youngstown, Ohio, as well as all of your other churches that are a part of Breakout Prayer Network. If your church is not represented, would like to be represented, go to letspraymerica.com and click on the sign up sheet there. You can include your name as well as your church, your city. Well, delighted to have you as a part of the Breakout Prayer Network as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And today on the broadcast, I have Michael W. Smith. We're going to play the very first song that I ever heard by Michael W. Smith. He's been a friend of mine now for several years. We're going to get him on the phone, talk about the movie, play a trailer about the movie. But first of all, we're going to play the very first song that I remember Michael W. Smith by. He and his wife Debbie wrote this song after some very good friends of theirs moved away. And so here we go, Friends, Michael W. Smith.
Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. The hopes he's granted mean the chapter in your life is through, but we'll keep you close and always, it won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big always will keep the love that keeps us strong. It's hard to let you go. In the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends.
Well, it's good to have here on BPN Radio today, Michael W. Smith. And Michael has been nominated 13 times for Grammy, has won 3 Grammys, 36 Dove Awards, has had 30 number one singles, has sold over 18 million albums. Michael W. Smith stars opposite Hayden Christensen and Kate Bosworth in the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven, which opens in theaters all across America starting this Friday, September the 11th. On a personal note, I'm honored to have Michael W. Smith as my friend for the past 10 years. Gene and I are thankful for Michael and his wife, Debbie, and want to congratulate you guys on your 34th wedding anniversary last week.
Thank you, Dale. Well, I appreciate it. We're blessed beyond measure.
I know you are. We're very thankful for your friendship. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us for a few minutes, particularly about 90 Minutes in Heaven. How did you get involved in this movie, this project?
Well, Dale, I got a call, I guess from the powers that be, from a guy named Rick Jackson who financed this movie. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the story was that one of Rick's sons was a huge Michael W. Smith fan and was a big fan of my instrumental music. And when his dad had set out to make sure this book, 90 Minutes in Heaven, written by Don Piper, true story of him being killed in 1989, came back to life, that when that was going to become a film and be on the big screen, I think his son says, "Dad, you got to call Michael and get him to score the movie." That's how the whole thing started, which All is right. just kind of remarkable to me. And then the call was made, and then also, you know, was asked if I would act in the movie as well, would play mm-hmm. a small part as an actor playing one of Don's best friends, uh-huh. a guy named Cliff McArdle. And that's how the whole thing started, and we filmed it all in Georgia, and it's coming out this Friday. I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah. 9/11. Was that intentional for it to come out on 9/11?
Well, you know what? I'm really not sure about that. I mean, we all look at that and think, wow, that's, you know, 14 years ago was a horrific day for America, you know. Yeah. And, you know, maybe there was. I mean, the whole release date really shifted a lot, and everybody was wondering, should it push back? Should it be released in December? Should it wait till next year? And at some point, somebody pulled the trigger, and you know, movies are usually released on a Friday, and just for, yeah, you know, in this case, Friday is September 11th.
Yeah. How long has the movie been in making?
We actually filmed it this year. It was on a pretty fast track, honestly. Uh-huh. We filmed it all like in February, March. You know, I just wasn't too bad of a drive for me. I, you know, found myself going down there 5 or 6 times, you know, obviously for my role as the actor. And then, uh-huh, you know, once you finish it, then, you know, not only did I score the movie, but I talked everybody into letting Tyler, my son, score it with me, which was a blast. There's nothing better than working with your kids.
Oh, that's true.
He just knocked it out of the park. But, yeah, you spent a couple months, a good 2 months, 2.5 months, just making sure that you've really got the music right, and it really marries to the picture. So
yeah,
we're very, very grateful. Everybody seems to be extremely happy with the music, and that makes us very happy as well.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement, anticipation about the movie, and Gene and I are looking forward to going Friday night and when it opens on Friday. And I know that heaven is real. I know you believe heaven is real.
I sure do.
Yeah.
He had a pretty amazing experience. I won't give the movie away, Dale, but I mean, he didn't talk about it for a long time, which you'll see in the movie. You know, I don't think I'm giving anything away, but it was so sacred to him. And really, yeah, it's called 90 Minutes in Heaven. You'll find out really what happened, but much of the story is about his pain.
Uh-huh.
He was in so much pain. I mean, his body, it's a miracle, Dale, that he's even alive today.
Wow.
I mean, it really just, yeah, you'll see just all the complications and pneumonia, and he won't breathe, and he just kind of, he gives up. He basically gives up to all of the book and stress on the marriage. And it's, I think, so the bulk of the story is just about him overcoming adversity and the trial as large as a tsunami, and just and what brought him around was the prayers of all his friends and his church, his community. That's what saved his life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's what this this broadcast is all about, prayer. And I love to pray, and I want to encourage everybody to get out and see the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven. I know you're going to be blessed. And after we get through with our conversation, Michael, I'm gonna play the trailer, the auto portion of the trailer, so that people can listen to it. I've been talking about the movie, and I'm really excited about you being a part. I know you've had a lot of invitations over the years concerning movies, but I know this has to be a special one for you to participate. So really excited about that.
Well, thank you, Dale.
And just a couple of notes. I know that Christmas is not far down the road, and I know that you just brought out last Christmas, a new Christmas album with some of the most well-known singers in the whole wide world. And I know it's going to be a bestseller. You might tell us a little bit about the Christmas album that you have. And also how people can get it, along with your concert with Amy Grant. I understand you're coming to Texas. You and Amy Grant are going to do a Christmas concert at American Airlines Arena. So you might share a little bit about that while you're with me.
Okay. Well, you know, the Christmas album this is my fourth Christmas album, and it just, I mean, it's a long story. The short story is, you know, I had somebody come and approach me of, have you ever thought about doing a duets record? You know, have you ever thought about doing a Christmas record and like having almost someone different, like on every song, just let someone come and participate with you. And, I had thought about it, but just didn't know how I could pull that off. And we ended up pulling in from a lot of people from the country music market.
Yeah.
A lot of people who love Christmas music, and a lot of these people who had grown up on my music, which kind of makes you feel a little old, but it's a fact, you know,
yeah.
You know, so, and it was a lot of fun, Dale. It really turned out great. I mean, you know, I've got all these huge stars on there, and I think the biggest response I get from people is when Audrey sings, and Audrey's not a, she's not a country music star. She's my granddaughter.
Yeah, right.
She's one of my 11 grandkids, and so she makes an appearance on the record. So she gets the most press of anybody. So I think that's kind of remarkable. And it came out last year. It did really, really well. I think it probably has potential of even doing better this year. A lot of big promotion on the record, so I'm excited. And yeah, we're going to go out and do another Christmas tour. I've been doing this for a long time, and Amy and I did American Airlines Arena last year. We sold it out. It was just an incredible night, and we're going to do it again. We're coming back.
That's great. And if people want to know more about your music and your itinerary, how do they and your schedule, how do they find you?
Yeah, you just go to michaelwsmith.com, and it's all there. You can, you know, go to all the stuff that you can dial into social media and all that, but there's definitely a tour schedule there and kind of gives you sort of the run of the rest of this year, especially what we're doing in regards to touring.
Yeah. Well, you, I know you have won so many different awards. You've been able to accomplish so many things in life, but I guess my most impressive point of view toward concerning you, Michael, is the way you love your wife, your children, and your 11 grandchildren. You certainly are a family man, and I'm very impressed with that. I'm very grateful for that.
Well, I appreciate it, Dale. It's the most important thing in my life. I mean, other than my walk with God, I just, you know, everybody asks me what's your greatest accolade, and you know, I'm sure they want me to talk about the Grammys and all that, and I'm just going, my family. That's the best thing. If you can be proud of anything and have a pure heart, it's just, I love Debbie. She's a godsend in my life, and with five beautiful children and 11 grandkids, another one on the way, number 12. Whitney's pregnant with a little boy, and so it's just, it doesn't seem like we can stop it. We're populating the county here that we live in, so very grateful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I love you and love your family, and I've been so grateful for the opportunity to minister in the church that you started, I guess, in the, what, back in the late 90s?
1999.
New River Fellowship, and the church is still going. So you've had an incredible career. What are you looking forward to in the coming months and years? What's in your heart to do?
I feel like I'm in a good place. I think maybe the best place I've ever been. I think I'm doing it for all the right reasons now more than ever. You know, when you're young, you're a little cocky maybe, and you're a little unwise. And I think as you get older, you get wiser. I'm still on the journey like everybody else. But mm-hmm. I think just when you're doing what you're called to do, you're hitting in your sweet spot, and you're seeing these songs. Mm-hmm. You're seeing these songs like really completely changing people's lives. It's transforming people. And I still have said this. I've said it for years. I think music is the most powerful universal language there is in mm-hmm. the world. And you can take a 3.5-minute song and it can completely change the course of somebody's life for the good. I just think that's remarkable. And so, you know what? Every night these songs come alive. And you know, even the other night, I just went out. I got prophetic on you, Dale. I was in Atlanta. I just sensed in my spirit. You know, I changed the set list. I said, sense in my spirit, there's 8,000 people out there. And this was on Saturday. And I said, you know what? I think there's a lot of people in this audience. I think there's going to be a healing tonight. It could be mm-hmm. emotionally, spiritually, mm-hmm. physically, whatever it is. And I know you're out there, man. They all started raising their hands. And we went into healing rain. I'm convinced, Bill, that somebody got healed that night. Yeah. It might have just been one person. It could have been five. But, you know, so just moving in that sort of... you know, I say authority, but I say that with much humility because I know it's not about me, but I feel like I'm a mouthpiece. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm a conduit, and just want Jesus just to really just flow through me every night and just watch just radical things happen. So I think that's what the future holds for me, and I'm more excited about the future. I think my best days are ahead, honestly. So that's exciting for me.
Yeah. I believe that. We have a couple of minutes left. I know I'm always interested in how people get started. You might just share a little bit. I know most everyone knows Michael W. Smith, the singer, but I know that somehow you got started somewhere. Somebody helped you. So just tell us how you got started. It might be an encouragement to somebody out there that's saying, you know, I'm trying to get started, but not sure exactly how I can do it.
Yeah. Well, I certainly didn't know how to get there either, Dale. I just knew in my spirit I felt like music was going to be the part of the destiny of my life. And, you know, gosh, my mom and dad were probably my biggest fans. They still are. They just thought I could do it. And, you know, I picked up and got in a beat-up old Chevrolet car and drove from Canova, West Virginia to Nashville, Tennessee back in 1978. And I ate a lot of bologna sandwiches, I can tell you that. And I worked at Coca-Cola and planted shrubs and waited tables and and just felt like this was my destiny. I tell you, I think one thing I can probably encourage your listeners, especially for young people trying to do the music thing. I remember I took a song into a publisher. I thought it was the best song I'd ever written there. I really thought it had promise. And I went in and played it for him. And they didn't like it so much. They felt like it needed work. You know, and I remember walking out of that publishing office, and I sort of got deflated. You know, I was a little depressed, and I remember I walked out to a street corner. I'll never forget this, and I said this prayer, and I can't believe I prayed it, but I said, God, I think this is what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life, but if it's not, I'm willing for you to change my desire to do something else. And I remember when I finished praying that, I remember I was sort of shocked because I sort of wanted to take it back because I felt confident, but it was genuine. I think it was genuine. And I just encourage anybody in music, you know what? If this is what you're called to do, you just go knock the door down. You know, you go for it, be confident, but at the same time, be willing to go, if this is not my destiny, then I'm willing for you to change my desire to do something else.
Yeah. Well, that's wise counsel. That's good insight. Your most memorable moment in your music career, what would that be?
Oh, wow.
It's a hard question.
You know what? I'm sure people want to say I'm singing for presidents at the White House and all that sort of thing, and all those are great memories. I think the one thing that I really remember, Dale, I don't know why I always go back to it. I'm in Brazil. I'm on a beach with 50,000 people, mainly young students. I mean, it was just packed. There were thousands. And we went into Agnus Dei, and they started singing Agnus Dei in Portuguese.
Wow.
In their language. And it just wiped me out. It just, I mean, I was speechless. I started crying, honestly. And so I just played, met the whole way, all the band, we just played, and they sang it in Portuguese. I think that's a moment I'll never forget the rest of my life.
Oh, wow. Well, I know you had a bunch of moments, and I really believe that a major key to your success has been your willingness to help others, serve others. And I know you have helped a lot of guys get started, a lot of singers get started. You've served a lot of people. I'm very grateful, thankful for that. Praying for this Friday night as the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven opens. I'm thankful you're a part of that. And I'm just going to have you to say a prayer for those people that are listening here on BPN Radio today. We're going to play the trailer, and then I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Michael W. Smith, and that is Welcome Home. We'll play that one, too.
Oh, that's great.
So why don't you say a prayer? Thanks for being on today, Michael.
Absolutely.
Michael W. Smith.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty. Thank you, Father, for your love and your heart for us. Maybe there's somebody listening who is struggling, is going through great adversity, trials, tribulation. You can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Lord, I pray, God, that whoever that is, that they'll reconnect. But just maybe reconnect with why they're here. They're not here by mistake. You came to give us all a future and a hope. And Lord, may they just know that even what the enemy, maybe in during this trial or tribulation, even what the enemy means for evil, that God, you're using it for the good. Somehow you're using it for the good. And even in the valley, you're faithful. You're always faithful. You're working it for our good. So Lord, I pray for strength. I pray for wisdom. I pray for clarity for everyone listening today, and that everyone will come into their full destiny and hitting their sweet spot and go out and just change the world. Go out and just be awesome to somebody. Go love on people. And you don't have to cross the pond to do that. We'll just, in our own communities, in our own backyard, that there's people with great needs. And may we just go out and be your hands and feet and change the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Michael W. Smith, thank you for being on the broadcast today. And we are praying for you and Debbie and the family as you continue your journey. And God bless you.
Thank you, Dale. I love you dearly.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't believe that I'm here, having to say goodbye. And I can barely see you through these tears I cry. I close my eyes, I can't hear the sound as angels gather around, saying this is where you belong. Welcome home. Days that my heart aches, wishing you were here. But I know where you are, the hurt and the pain disappear. There's no more tears. I can hear the sound. Angels gather round, saying this is where you belong. Welcome home.
Michael W. Smith. That's really my favorite song of all the songs he's recorded over the years. Welcome Home. 90 Minutes in Heaven. Michael W. Smith will be on the big screen starting this Friday night at theaters all across America. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America on this Wednesday. Dale Gentry here at this time or any time as we pray for another spiritual awakening, believing for revival in 1,000 cities across America. And we want to welcome cities right now that are praying with us that are represented on Breakout Prayer Network. We want to welcome Appleton, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, Yakima, Washington, Moundsville, Washington, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, Moundsville, West Virginia, Tacoma, Washington, Spokane, Washington, Seattle, Washington, as well as Gig Harbor, Washington. We want to welcome Virginia Beach, Virginia, and Ordinary Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia, as well as Bethel, Vermont, and Chelsea, Vermont. Want to welcome Ogden, Utah, Wiley, Texas, and Wharton, Texas, Weatherford, Texas, Vidor, Texas, Tyler, Texas. A lot of cities praying with us in Texas. Over 700 cities praying with us. Want to welcome Southlake, Texas, Snyder, Texas, Snook, Texas, as well as Royce City, Texas, Rowlett, Texas, Round Rock, Texas, Rockwall, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Pasadena, Texas, Midland, Texas, Kingwood, Texas, Justin, Texas, Humble, Texas, Houston, Texas, Groves, Texas. We want to welcome Forney, Texas, and other cities all over Texas. Thankful for hundreds of churches that are praying with us from the state of Texas, including Azle, Texas, Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, Johnson City, Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee, where our guest Michael W. Smith lives, Cookeville, Tennessee, as well as Miller, South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Scranton, South Carolina, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Yardley, Pennsylvania, Warren, Oregon, as well as Vineta, Oklahoma, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Manford, Oklahoma, Enid, Oklahoma, Tip City, Ohio, Fairlawn, Ohio, Asheville, Ohio, Waynesville, North Carolina, Murphy, North Carolina, Hendersonville, North Carolina, as well as Franklin, North Carolina, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, where I'm going to be ministering this Sunday morning, Sunday night at Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. So I want you to come out and be with us, Gateway Church, Roswell. And it's good to have all of you cities all across America praying. Remember, you go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and you can click on the sign-up sheet, and you can sign up your city to pray with us as well as your church, as well as you as an individual, as we pray here for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. We're believing for cities all across America to experience the glory of God. And we know the key is prayer. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What did he say? He said, I'd hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. So I'm so thankful today that we can pray. And when we pray, something special happens when we pray. And Jesus, when his disciples came, he said, Lord, teach us to pray. And here's the prayer that he taught them to pray.
In heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever, oh, forever and ever, forever. Amen.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We're so thankful there for Roger Ellis and Martin Smith. Music there, Delirious. And we're thankful to have you listening here on BPN Radio today. It's been great having my friend Michael W. Smith on with us. And I just want to pray for those of you that have a particular need, because this is a prayer broadcast, particularly for those of you that don't know Jesus. You've never accepted him as your personal Savior, Lord. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name for people all across this nation, other nations of the world that don't know you as their personal Savior and Lord. I just pray, Lord, that people that are listening to this broadcast who are not Christians, they're not believers, they've never confessed you as Lord and Savior, never asked you to come into their heart, forgive them of their sins. I just pray for them right now. And those of you that don't know the Lord, but you'd like to become a Christian today, here on this Wednesday, the ninth day of September 2015, you can. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart, that believe in our heart that he rose the third day, he said, we're going to be saved. So would you just repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So congratulations on accepting him as your Savior today. Welcome, welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to eternal life. And because we have eternal life, we can have the hope of heaven. And I want to encourage everybody to go out starting this Friday night to a theater near you to watch the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven. It's not just about heaven, but it's about someone overcoming their struggles and their difficulties. And there may be those of you here today, you just say, I'm just really struggling in life. And I talked to a person recently, just struggling with life, and that person just said, I'm done. I've done all that I can do. And this person has struggled with ill health for so many, many months, and she just said, I'm done. But, you know, God understands that, and he's not critical of that at all. Sometimes we just come to a place where we just feel like we can't go any further in life, and so many things have happened, and we've had so many negative reports, so many bad reports, and so much confusion in our life, and so many, many challenges that we just feel like we can't go any further. That may be you, and if that's you, I want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for people that seemingly have come to the end of their rope, the end of their road, and there's so many, many challenges in life. They've had so much pain, so many difficulties. They've had their hopes dashed because it seemed like everything was going to work out. And then one bad report followed after another bad report. And I just know today, Lord, that there's people out there that really need you. They really need your help today. I pray for them in Jesus' name. Lord, I know today that you are a friend. You are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that we today have you as our friend. And I just know today there are people listening to BPN radio today that need your help. And so we just ask, Lord, that you would just be that friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we're thankful and grateful for that. And there's Michael W. Smith, who's our special guest today here on BPN, as he sings an old song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Why don't you just reach out and be encouraged in him, because he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. What a friend we have in Jesus. This is Michael W. Smith.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Heavy trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so
Okay, there you have Michael W. Smith, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, kind of an upbeat version. Very, very good here on BPN Radio. As we pray today, praying for those of you that need a friend. And Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I want to take time to pray for those of you that may have other needs today. Maybe you need healing. Maybe you need a job. Maybe there is a problem in your marriage, your family, whatever it may be. I just know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And I just set myself in agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus as we pray together that whatever the need is that you have in your life, I just pray the Holy Spirit will just come, minister to your need in Jesus' name. If you need healing, I just know that Jehovah Rapha is your healer. If you need peace, I know that Jehovah Shalom is your peace. If you have a financial need today, I know that Jehovah Jireh is your provider. And if you're in a spiritual war today, I just know that in the name of Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. And so he is Jehovah God in your life. Whatever you need, he is there waiting to help you. And so I just pray for you right now that every need that you have today will be supplied in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare it and decree it in the name of the Lord. If you have a prayer request, you can send it to breakoutprayerrequest@gmail.com, or you can just go to bpnradio.com. There's a place you could click on, and you can send in your prayer request. Our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will take your prayer request and will send it out to our national prayer team, and we will pray with you because we believe in the power of prayer. I would like to pray for some states. If you live in certain states, particularly on the West Coast, I know that there is a severe drought going on. And we know that particularly there's an extreme drought going on in Oregon. 67.3% of that state is in a severe drought. There's an extreme drought going on in the state of Washington, as well as the state of California, as well as the state of Nevada, including Idaho and Montana, Utah, and then on the East Coast, South Carolina is having an extreme drought. Those are the eight states that are experiencing extreme drought across America. So we pray particularly for the states today of South Carolina, Utah, Montana, Idaho, Nevada, California, Washington, and Oregon, who are suffering extreme droughts in their states. We pray for them right now. We pray for rain to come in the natural, and we also pray for supernatural rain, the rain of the Holy Spirit to come in these states, including other states, all across America. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and send revival to our nation, revival to our land, because we need you today. We need you, Holy Spirit. Would you help me pray right now for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? Father, we pray for revival in this nation. We pray today. We pray today, Lord, for students as they go back to school. We pray for revival on college and university campuses all across America. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for our police officers. There seems to be an open season on those who wear the blue. We pray, Father God, for these men and women that risk their lives every day for our safety. We pray in Jesus' name, your hedge of protection about them today, in Jesus' name. And Lord, as 9/11 comes up, we pray, Lord, that you'll protect our nation. We pray, Father God, that you'll protect our land. I know that there are many people that are very fearful concerning the downturn in the economy, banks possibly closing, terrorist attacks on our nation this weekend of 9/11. We know that people have heard about the Shemitah and wondering if this is the weekend that it could possibly happen. And so we know there's a lot of fear in America today. But we know, Lord, that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. We just pray today, Lord, for peace and tranquility upon people today in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your help, that you would assign guardian angels to encamp around about the United States of America, particularly this weekend. In Jesus' name, we trust you for it, and we believe you for it, in Jesus' name. Really appreciate you listening to BPN. If you'd like to make a contribution to this network, the Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can go down to the donate button. And you can make a contribution. You can use PayPal, credit card, your debit card, or you can make a check to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That's Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. I want to thank Michael W. Smith for being on today, and encourage your friends to go out and see 90 Minutes in Heaven starting this Friday night. Michael W. Smith will be one of the stars of that movie, and I know that many are going to be blessed by the viewing of that movie starting this Friday night. 9/11. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.